first step towards beating procrastination is to make sure as you are starting this video, you finish. If you can skip this one, postpone it, move it for another time, say I'll finish it later, then you are simply not ready for what you want.
On this video, ensure you watch till the end, as Apostle Femi Lazarus spoke strongly about procrastination, reasons a lot of people don't succeed in life and relationships.
Let's start with that. First, let's try to understand what the word procrastination means. All right, what does it mean to procrastinate? It simply means not to follow through on what you ought to do. To be a procrastinator is to form an habit or to build a character where you simply don't follow through on what you ought to do. When you ought to do something, you find ways to move into the future what ought to be done now. You see, and one of the dangers of procrastination is that you replace what ought to be done now with something much more irrelevant. There are two sides to procrastination. First, you are moving into the future what ought to be done now. Then you are replacing what ought to be done now with something irrelevant. And sometimes that's what people don't talk about. It's the fact that when you procrastinate what you ought to do, you're actually not doing something meaningful with the time that should bring a level of value at the level of what you have pushed aside. To understand that, to be a procrastinator is to form the habit of moving for later what ought to be done now. All right? To procrastinate is to, look at this, is to build an habit around delaying what needs immediate action. The issue is that a person given to procrastination has a way of delaying what requires urgent action. And this simple thing we are talking about is the biggest reason why many people have died unfulfilled. It is the biggest reason why many people went to their grave unhappy. It is the biggest reason why many people died as mediocres. It is the biggest reason why many people only had dreams and never accomplished those dreams, because they kept shifting and shifting. And you see, this is it. The mistake people make around the subject of procrastination is that they think that every season lasts forever. Let me say it again. A procrastinator thinks that he will always have the same opportunity to do later what ought to be done now. And that's costly. To assume that seasons will hang around forever, to assume that opportunities will hang around forever, is to take a very, very serious risk. Because nothing lasts forever. You will not always have the same opportunity to make sense. You will not always have the same opportunity to do what you ought to do. You will not always have the same opportunity to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. Never give yourself to the assumption that seasons last forever. If you understand how volatile, let me use that word, time is, and how seasons pass, one of the things you want to do with your life is to maximize every opportunity at your disposal at the time you ought to maximize them. Many started this year with great plans, and some kept shifting those things till those things were no longer possible. And there is no guarantee that you will not repeat the same thing next year. Again, I told you that the first step towards beating procrastination is to make sure that you are here now. You must finish. This will not be another video you say I'll come back to later. That's the way we know that you are serious. In case you are about to exit, still, we are together. Because next year we can't afford to have you in this shape and size. You must do something better. All right? Sometimes we underrate how dangerous procrastination is, because it is not forceful. It is not loud. It doesn't seem to pose any threat. But yet, in its silence, it ravages people's vision and destroys their goals till they are left empty, unaccomplished, and unfulfilled. And many died unwept and unsung. You have to understand that. The things you ought to do that you have not done, there is no reward for them. As a matter of fact, a procrastinator cannot earn honor. Nobody will respect you for the dreams and the ideas you have on your head. People will respect you for what you do. Nobody respects you for saying colorful things and beautiful things and powerful things. When they come around you, you are saying so many wise things. In Proverbs 24 from verse 2, the Bible says that true wisdom is a house built. So the true proof of wisdom is in what is built, not in what is said. When you see a wise man, you wise man through the works of his hand, not through the words of his mouth alone. A procrastinator can have excellent speech, several things he wants to do, several things he wants to become, several things he wants to learn, several things he wants, but you never just get to see the execution. What you want to do today is to move from being the talker to becoming the doer, and not just one who does it when it is convenient. All right, listen, you cannot beat procrastination without discipline. You cannot. Discipline is the ability to do what is necessary, not what is convenient. What we want to do is to form a culture, is to build the habit of doing now what should be done now. That's what we want to do. We want to build the habit of doing now what should be done now. Make the phone calls when you should make the phone calls. Send that text message when you should send a text message. Here is the common mistake many people make. People forget that their life is a sum total of their daily little steps. When you procrastinate small things and move them and you are not disciplined around them, you will not do essential things also, because you have formed an habit. You have found a way to bribe your conscience not to respond when you are not doing what ought to be done. All right, if the media can help me project, there's a scripture I want to show you. John chapter number 4, verse 35. And that's a very powerful scripture. John chapter number 4, verse 35. And I want you to see it. John chapter number 4, verse 35. Look at what the Bible says in this scripture. Now, this is Jesus speaking here. If you have the original Bible, you see this in red. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and already and ready to harvest. Now, what that means is that don't say, hey, we have time, because that's the language of a procrastinator. Nobody has hope like a procrastinator. There's time now. No, the year is just starting. So everything is just fresh. You see, I will do it later. There's time. Don't say you have 4 months. That's Jesus talking there. Don't say I have time. You don't have time. You have to understand that you don't have time. You don't have all the time in the world to do what you ought to do. You don't have all the time in the world to become what you ought to become. You will not have the same opportunity. You see, listen, the issue is that you may still have time to get it done, but not the same opportunity. The resistance will be different. And you see, while we were going to school, there were boys that I observed that, and I'm apologies to anyone who may not have the opportunity to be educated, but please get what I'm saying in context. Who will not come to class, will not attend lectures. Some of them will go and gamble and do all that. And they always say things that we read when it's exam time. And how long, how much can you cover? Many of them always say that. I will read once it's time for exam. I will read. And you see, when that time comes, they will discover that they don't have what it takes to scale through with flying colors. What they settle for is just pass and then go to the next class. And what that simply means is that a procrastinator will be of necessity a mediocre. He will be associated to averageness. Once you're a procrastinator, you can't trace anything mighty to a man who keeps shifting it. There's only reward for what you do, not what you think. Nobody rewards you for what you are thinking. Nobody rewards you. Nobody appreciates for what you are thinking. Your thought has no economical value until you project it into what is viable. So nobody rewards you for that. The ability to bring into real life situation what ought to be done, that's where your honor comes from. Don't say I have 4 months. Listen, I'm going to show you some practical things now. Don't push for tomorrow what should be done when today. As a matter of fact, let me give you one counsel. Anything you want to do in 2025 that you have not started in 2024, sometimes it's too late. In fact, see, this is the philosophy I run with. The new year doesn't start in January. It starts between October and November. You understand that? What you have not formed within those period of months, you will not have the momentum to sustain it. Every shift your organization needs, that you need as an individual, must have been documented before 31st night. And you must have started. All right? You should start implementing. So that by the time the new year begins, you are going there with a sense of mastery. You must understand that. Procrastination is gentle but invasive. Very invasive. It creeps in gently and silently and steals your goals and accomplishment. Once you're a procrastinator, every sense of accomplishment is stolen. And it is always locked in. I will get it done. I will write those books. I will. All right? You can't do life that way. Okay? In year 2021, it took me almost the entire year to write one book. In 2024, we wrote 11 this year. 11 books. All right? By March 2025 alone, we are producing 6 books. And my team knows our work doesn't start later. It has started. All right? It has started. So there's no such thing. Hey, see, listen, the reason why many of you procrastinate is because you have people to fall back to. I don't have anybody to fall back to. I lead an organization. I sit on the board of several organizations. I have to give counsel. I have to help here. I have to give direction here. People's destinies are wired around what I'm doing. This is what I'm saying. The most wicked person to follow is a lazy leader. Laziness is wickedness. Lack of vision is wickedness. To have destinies tied to you and you are not doing anything around it is wickedness. To know you will get married one day, whether to a fool or to a wise person, and you refuse to build yourself is wickedness. And I've said this again. Many of you didn't have the opportunity to hear this when I said it. That the reason why many Christians are convenient in being lazy is because they are not dating successful people. Period. If you have dated or been in a relationship with somebody who is successful before, you not pamper yourself. Okay, you don't have anywhere to fall back to. So don't choose the life that your children will like you because the Bible says so and hate to model after you. Okay, don't choose that life. That your children will write the list of their role model and your name is missing. Because they like you because they have to. It is what we do in Africa. In fact, it is what the Bible encourages us. You love your parent. But they can also choose not to be like you. And procrastination does that. So there are things I want you to note in the course of this brief teaching today. Number one, every opportunity has an expiry date. Every opportunity has an expiry date. I want you to look at the way... Sorry, just a moment. I want to set my mic. All right. Look at the concept of fertilization. All right. Different. I don't want to go into biology. Well, it takes one to penetrate and break through. And then that wall is sealed and impenetrable to the rest. What happens? They die. So every vision you are receiving, every instruction you are receiving, you must understand that you are not the only one receiving it. The agenda of God is too powerful. It will not hang it around somebody who is not consistent. There are many people also who are hearing what you're hearing. But the kairos moment, all right, to maximize that is to get in first and on time. As a matter of fact, that you do it doesn't mean the reward will come if it's not on time. Okay? Every opportunity has an expiry date. You must understand that. Number two, no season lasts forever. You will not be young forever. Gen Z. All right, you see, you will not be this fresh forever. You will not always have this time, okay? You will not always be called a single. You will not always have the opportunity to be called under 30 CEO. You will not always have the opportunity to say young and making it. Because if you are saying that at 50, they will pull you out of the room. So, no season lasts forever. Once you understand the nature of time and its ability to keep counting, whether you maximize it or not, you'll understand that it is your life that is counting now. And it might be wasting away. Get that right. All right? Now, number three, you will not always have the same opportunity to do what you have to do. That is, you may have the time to do it, but now the resistance might be more. You will not always have the same opportunity to do what you have to what? Do. You will not always have the same opportunity. All right, as you are planning life is planning you. Something is going to happen. Era is falling. There will be economic situation, governmental policies. Things are changing. Sometimes maybe you are a business person. There are properties you have to buy when dollar is around this rate and you fail to buy it. And now you have to buy for double the price, sometimes triple the price. There are things you ought to develop because this rate is around this. You can maximize it. And when the currency changes, you can sell at that rate. Even those who are in the business world understand the power. It's called the time value of money. You will not always have the time. All right, get that straight. Number four, you should understand that each time you procrastinate, you push your manifestation forward. Each time you procrastinate, you push your manifestation forward. Each time you procrastinate, you push your manifestation forward. You are saying that manifestation is not today. Let's try some other time. All right, let me list out some of the reasons why people procrastinate so you can learn from that. All right, let me list out some of the reasons why people procrastinate. Number one, lack of motivation. People procrastinate because they lack motivation. Some people, they are waiting for external motivation. They are waiting for external encouragement. I've said this. Anybody in Light Nation knows this statement. Anybody among those I am mentoring knows this statement. In case you are hearing it for the first time, if it shocks you, wear your shock absorber. Nobody is coming to help you. Listen, you either get it done, or permit me to use a very big word, though. Permit me. I have to tell you as it is so you can understand. You either rise or perish. There's no simpler. I wish there's a better way to, like, you either rise or I can't deceive you. See, you either rise or perish. You either manifest or die unknown. Not reckoned to anything, not associated to any accomplishment, didn't impact the world. Nobody is honored for survival. Honor comes when you contribute. You must understand that. So sometimes people say that I need somebody to motivate me. See, until you become self-motivated, you are not qualified to be a leader. Motivate yourself. David encouraged himself in the Lord. So encourage yourself. Wake yourself up. Okay? And get up to do what you have to do. If you have health challenges that requires exercise and changing your diet, motivate yourself. It's more expensive now to be tied down in the hospital. And now that we're in the era of different pandemics and all that, you don't want anything that will lock you down there so that another thing will meet you there and they abandon you. Motivate yourself, sir. Okay? This one that you always see, the kind of life that you want to live, that when you meet people, you want to tell them things that will make them pity you. See, nobody wants to exchange value for pity. The stories that are making sense now, that when you tell people, they say, hey, yeah, will soon no longer make sense, because soon they'll begin to ask you that at your age, you ought to have overcome what your parents did and done something better with your life. Motivate yourself. Okay? Motivate yourself. You say, I don't have motivation. Go and let me tell you, let me give you a big motivation. Go and get the picture of five people you know that died young. Paste it on front of your bed. Get the picture of five people you know that died young. Paste it on top of your bed. You say, what will that do? It is reminding you that it can be you if you don't do what you ought to do now. You don't have forever to live. Motivate yourself. Number two. Are you still with me? Reason why people procrastinate. Comparison. Somebody is saying, why should I be struggling to do what? Why should I be stressing myself? Look at that one. That one is not stressing himself. That one is not... They begin to compare themselves with themselves, and the Bible says they become fools. Comparison. They are comparing their season with another person's season. All right? Number three, which I've spoken about, lack of understanding of times and seasons. They don't understand how time and season work. I love what Ecclesiastes said. He said, the battle is not to the strong. The race is not to the swift. The food is not to the wise. All right? He said, it is time and chance. Time and chance. When it is your time, the ability to take it, time and chance, that happens to everyone. Do that masters when you should. Write that book when you should. Invest in that business. Well, you see, particularly around, maybe I'm going to talk about finance some of these days, because even around subject of finance, okay, every investment opportunity you had in 2024 that you failed to invest in, where is the money? You were reading quotes. Now, if the money you have cannot solve the problem you have, eat the money. You have eaten the money. You have eaten the money. You were eating the money at the same pace with people who have investment. At the same pace. What they were ordering, you were ordering times two. I say, shove them around. At the same pace, you had the money. You had an opportunity to key into a vision. You said, I'll do it later. Now you can't even account for it. You can't even account for it. There's no savings. Hey, don't cut that in. Don't cut it. You are not going anywhere. We are here. We are here together. Don't cut it. Don't cut it. I will play low now. But you've eaten the money. No money now. No investment. No savings. One of the things I learned about project is that once you put money inside, it's gone inside. And once you start, you must finish. Learn to start first. Start afraid. You don't need all your questions in this world to be answered. Do it afraid. Number four reason why people procrastinate: fear of failure. Fear of failure. Some are pessimistic by nature. They will sit themselves down and give themselves thousands of reasons why what they are doing won't work. By themselves. Thousands of reasons. By themselves. They'll be saying, you know, this factor. Try to tell them many things they can do, the way they will argue with you. Fear of failure. They always have something to fear. Number five reason why people, or the fifth reason why people procrastinate, is that many failed to prepare for what they ought to do. So when you fail to prepare for what you ought to do, you might have no choice than to shift it. And instead of preparing again, you keep shifting it. Instead of preparing again, you keep shifting it. Instead of preparing again, you keep shifting it. So prepare. Once you miss the days of preparation, you will be missing in days of manifestation. So whatever you have to do, prepare. If you're running a particular endeavor or this is your skill set, what you want to do is to upgrade and become better, to sharpen your skill and learn more. Learn it. Learn it. When do you start? Start now. Start now. Start now. And I can tell you for a fact, start now. You will not always have the same opportunity. You will not. For instance, the Israelites ought to be out of slavery in 400 years. God came for them in their 390th year. But they were not ready. And they spent 40 extra years that there was no grace. When you miss your kairos, you will have a season that was not planned for. It is usually more stressful. Before anybody will try to doctrinally tell you it is not stressful, ask them if they miss their own season. If they say no, tell them they are wicked. Is that okay now? The sixth reason why people fail, why people procrastinate, is change in the dynamics around them. Sometimes the same condition around the time they ought to do it, now there is a change in dynamics. Is that okay now? Somebody ought to buy property in the last administration, said I'll buy property later, only to discover that it can only get worse. Do it the moment you have the opportunity to what? Get it done. You know, many people have reached out to me and said to me, I say, Apostle, 2024, I want you to hold me by 2025. I want to hold me by the hand and drag me to get things done. Well, I will. I will give you the opportunity at the end of this class. I will give you the opportunity where I can hold you by the hand and get things done. If I list out the number of things I do, and those things can't be possible by a procrastinator. All right, but I'll show you the way out. Hold on a minute. So change in dynamics, then it affects them, then they procrastinate. The seventh one, addiction. Oh my God. The moment addiction creeps up over a person's soul, what addiction does is to tie your hand and make you too busy for the essential things in life. Can be addiction to anything. Addiction to drugs, addiction to movies, addiction to food, addiction to phone, addiction to TikTok, addiction to Twitter. You see, you'll be watching videos that has nothing to do with your destiny. What they are saying in that video is India. We sit down there and we're watching it. They will advertise donuts. We'll watch it. Ah, this is donut. They advertise. We'll sit down and watch. Ah, this is fish roll. So this is how they prepare fish roll. What is your business with fish roll when you are called to ministry? Say, so it's fish roll. They are preparing. I watch that one. Before he brings another one again, say, since you like fish roll, see how they make pizza. Pizza? So this is the pizza we are eating. Watch that one again. After you watch pizza, say, this is chicken. They are marinating chicken. Watch that. Before 2 hours gone. 2 hours. Are you following? Many of you can, listen, you know, you can relate what I'm saying now. You are on Facebook Reel as you finish one. People are surprised around you. Many voices. After this one, something else that does not relate. Pam! Again, and that one, it was comedy. Then this one is a sermon. That one is very fast. Keep it on time. Then this one now. And what are they doing here? Is Mr. Beast on YouTube. And then he said, see the game show. My God. Then this one, aunt game show. Relationship aunt game. They are busting balloons. See as they bust. When you are done busting all the balloons now, nothing is left in your pocket. Even the data you borrowed. Be angry. Why are comedians and all the people... See, anybody can post anything online that makes no sense and they know it will travel far. Who is paying them? You. Many content. Sometimes somebody just posts football and say, see, Messi is going to pass now. See what Messi do. I don't say don't any sometimes any video you hear, don't scroll. Don't scroll. Watch what will happen at the end of the video. There's nothing there. Say watch what will happen. At the end of the day, you have watched what will happen at the end of 10 videos. When you are now done, you are now saying, you feel empty. You did that in January, in February, in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Then January, new year, new me. Woo! Have they not told you that if that is your weakness, social media is not for you? Who is seeing your face? Shut it down and go and reinvent yourself first. Shut it down and reinvent yourself. How? First. Many of you ought to unfollow many people before the year ends. Unfollow them. I love you, but you are feeding my distraction. Some people can sit on WhatsApp status for 30 minutes. You just see, this guy. So this way, on WhatsApp they will even tag the person and say, "Not even use a full price on what you are saying." They will not buy. They will not buy. Have you seen people that will just get up and say, "I want to go to the market"? What do you want to buy? They want to go and check the price. Nothing doing. That thing will just tell them, "Get up now." Get up now, go and check out the almonds they are selling that week. Get up now, go and check out. Have you followed a woman to the market before? My God. Or you followed a woman to a mall. They want to buy, what they want to buy is 1,000. 1,000, yeah. But what they will price is over 150,000. You say, well, we don't need to say, let's just know the price now. Let's just know the price, yo. Let's just even know the price. We'll come back later and buy it. Procrastination. Somebody might be in the saloon now. Listen to what I'm saying, because the fellow procrastinating making the air since Monday. if that's why festive seasons and no calendar that is national around you hangs around you. If it was your duty to fix which day is Christmas Day, you know, by now we'll be in Easter. So just wake up and say, let's do Easter now. Nobody will procrastinate does anything meaningful in life, whether in ministry or secular work. Nobody.
Thank you for watching Kingdom Come News. We hope you were blessed by this inspirational content. Please do well to subscribe to our channel, like and share with your friends. And don't forget to hit that notification button so that when we post an inspirational content like this, you'll be the first to be notified. Until then, remain blessed. See you in the next edition.